is show number 263. I'm recording this for Sunday, December 13th. My name is Larry Herbeck, Fox Live's Major Nelson. I have sitting just a few feet away from me, out of harm's reach, is E. Hello, E.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome back to the show, E. You and I did a show last week. And a lot has happened in the past week. I went to CES. You didn't.
I did not. Nope.
I was at CES filing all sorts of Inside Xbox stuff. Did you watch all the stuff I put up for Inside Xbox in the U.S.?
I feel bad, but I have so far had time to basically watch none of it.
Oh, okay.
I heard good things about it, and I heard good things about the show.
Yeah, the show's fun. For those of you that haven't been to CES or not aware of it, CES is the Consumer Electronics Show. It's the largest consumer electronics show. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say the world, because it was complete. You went last year. It's completely mammoth. It's at Las Vegas Convention Center. And then it's like at 8 or 9 hotel ballrooms around Las Vegas.
It's insane. If you're into gadgets, it is nirvana.
Yeah. But what I tend to find out, and I always tell people this, and I think I may have mentioned this on the last show, is I actually, you know, you kind of have to do it once, and I've done it more than that, you know, a half dozen or a dozen times. And it's easier to stay at home and refresh Engadget.
Yes. Although, depressingly, I wasn't even doing that consistently, but I've caught up now on my Engadget reading.
In fact, I had Ryan Block, who's the editor-in-chief of Engadget. I had him up on, Inside Xbox.
And you also went on his show.
I went on their show. They were doing their podcast, and Pete was there. Peter and Ryan were there, and they did their show, and it's always Peter Rojas, who's quite, do a search on Peter, boy. He's got lots of projects he's worked on, and those guys are just great to sit down and talk to. And we ended up, I was only going to do it for like 10 or 15 minutes, and then they were going to go on, but we ended up just having fun and talking about gadgets and Xbox and all sorts of stuff.
I have downloaded that episode of their podcast. I have not listened to it.
In fact, they were actually really excited about the show that we did last week. You and I did the show last week.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Then they were talking about that part. And then, of course, the interview with Steven, Policy.
I was going to say, what were they excited? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
The Bleep Fest.
Yeah, the Bleep Fest. So if you haven't had a chance, go back and listen to the show before this one. So the show before this one was actually the Bill Gates keynote, which I'll talk about in a minute. And then before that was that one, and that was a Policy one. And no, I'm not going to tell you what was bleeped out. I've gotten a ton of emails about that. Sorry.
I know.
Yeah, you know exactly what it is. So CES was great. You know, I'll do a quick recap on that. I left on Saturday, stayed at the Venetian. So I've got to tell you this funny story. I'm at the Venetian, and I check in on Saturday evening, and I'm on my way to my room. And, you know, much like all the hotels in Vegas are just enormous. And I go, I'm on my way up to my room, and I haven't been to the Venetian before, so I'm kind of looking, and I don't know where to go, and I go around the corner, and there's a security guard there, and I said, excuse me, could you just tell me where my room is, and I show him my room number. He says, oh, Major Nelson. And I'm like, dude?
And you didn't show him any ID or anything.
I'm just minding my own business, and did I have an Xbox sweatshirt on? Maybe I did at that point, but he says, yeah, I was just listening to your podcast this morning. So this is a security guard at the event or at the hotel, and we chatted it up for a few minutes, and he pointed me in the right direction.
That's amazing.
So I gave him my card and told him to email me. He hasn't emailed me yet though. So dude, how come you haven't emailed me? So I was staying there, and then the next day, Sunday, was the keynote. So I went down. I put up photos on my Flickr.
I loved your setup.
Yeah, did you like that?
Yeah, the little card table or whatever it was.
Yeah, I think it was a room service table, without the tablecloth. So I was back, and I actually put some photos up of from what the entire stage and the sides look like from way out in the audience, and I put a little square around where I literally was right behind the curtain. I was the man behind the curtain in this respect.
I need to go listen to it. I'm a little disappointed I didn't get to see it, mm-hmm. since it was Bill's last keynote.
Right. It's available on Microsoft.com. You can go watch it.
That's right. But I wanted to be there for it.
Yeah,
And I had tickets. And then I wound up not going. Gave my tickets away.
Yeah, I was doing Twittering. I was Twittering the whole thing, and just doing kind of a live blog. You know, I saw, you know, speaking of Ryan at Engadget, I saw him out in the. did I just slur there? Did I say Ryan at Engadget? I saw him out
in
the audience.
What you said?
They were live blogging, and I was backstage on Twitter, and so it was a good time. It was a good time. To your point, yeah, it was Bill's last one, the very funny video that a lot of people have been commenting on.
Yes.
What else? Of course, Robbie Bach was there, and they did their sync demo. I'm so bummed. I even put this on my Twitter. I really want to have the sync in my Toyota, in my Prius.
That Oh, I'd love to have it in my Forerunner. It looks really interesting.
It's really nifty. Yeah.
Now, I don't know when I'm going to get to check it out. I don't know anyone who's got one of those cars.
Right.
It's almost tempting to just some weekend when I have nothing to do, go to the dealership. I don't want one of those cars, but I would like to see Sync and how it works.
Well, they had
play
it,
with it.
Yeah, they had it set up at CES. They had some booths outside. The whole auto group did, and they had these really cool. So they had kind of like last year. They had the Fords there and the Lincolns. You know, a couple of the cars, but they also had the Fiats. They had this cool little Fiat.
My first car was a Fiat.
Was it?
It was operationally challenged.
Oh, really?
Total sidetrack here, but it was a 1977
right.
Fiat 124 Spider.
Right.
Little red convertible. Loved it.
Nice.
It never worked. In the 6 years or so that I owned it, I put a new engine in it, a couple of new transmissions, a set of brakes every year. I mean, I replaced everything in this car over and over and over again. And the highlight was I was driving down on the University of Oregon campus, and I don't remember where I was going. Might have been going back to my apartment. And I'm going around a corner, and I slow down, and I go to downshift from third to second.
Yep.
The stick came off in my hand.
Not the knob on top.
The entire shifter stick
comes out of the transmission.
Yes. So I just had to, like, drive as the car's slowing down, until I could find a parking spot and pull in, turn the car off, and then reattach the shifter.
Yes.
Great car.
The Fiats.
Yeah.
So they had a Fiat. I don't think the Fiat they had there was going to suffer that same fate.
I hope not.
But they had Fiats there. So they had Ford Sync going, and it's really quite impressive. So I really do enjoy that. So that was, I'll get back to the keynote. So the keynote was Sunday night, and then I went to dinner with the Gamerscore blog guys were there, Tony and John and Chris.
Yep.
We went out to dinner afterwards at one of the Italian restaurants at the Venetian.
It was
delightful. So let me tell you a story. What happened was, is I always want to get the keynote up as quickly as possible. So I'm backstage and I'm getting the keynote. I get the audio off my device. I have my little Marantz recorder. And I'm importing it into my computer, and I open up my browser to make sure I'm online, and I'm offline. So I'm running around while it's importing and compressing, and basically what happens is, like, the moment Bill walks off stage, they're getting ready to strike the stage, because they have to use that stage for the next keynote. I think it was Panasonic after us.
Okay.
So they, like, kill the internet.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh! So I'm, you know, I grab all my stuff. I told John and Tony and Chris, I'm like, hey, guys, go to dinner. I'll meet you there. I'm going to go up to my room and upload it. So I ran up to my room and uploaded the show from there. So that was it. And then I ate with them on Monday. I guess I'll go day by day here just to bore you.
Sure. Well, actually, my next question was going to be, did you get to any good steakhouses? But we'll get to that.
Right. Monday, yes.
Prime Steakhouse in the Bellagio.
Well, I had to go to the Bellagio next night. I'll tell you about that. So Monday morning, we go over to CES, trying to get my credentials. Craig, Video Monkey. He's the one that he and I were doing the inside Xboxes. We shot a bunch of booth tour and a few others. That's why if you look at, you'll notice that it's weird. So what we're doing is we're down there, we're filing these videos, and we're sending them back up here to Microsoft, to Xbox, and the guys here are deciding which ones to put up when and where. So if you look at it, they're not sequential. Sometimes I have one shirt on, the next day I'll have this shirt on, and then go third day I have the same shirt on I was wearing the first day. Looks like I only had like one or two pairs of clothes.
Gotcha.
That's not what's happening. So Monday we did a bunch of stuff. Monday night, I walked down to the Bellagio to go to the Blog House, which was where all the bloggers were hanging out.
Oh, I heard about this.
Right, it's at a suite in the Bellagio, which is beautiful, beautiful, huge suite. And they have, I mean, they've got, they have mega bandwidth. Like an obscene amount down and up, upstream and downstream.
Which is usually at conventions, you can't find bandwidth to save your life.
No,
so that's excellent.
This was especially CES. So it was pretty cool. So I hung out there for a while, saw the guy from On10.net, Nick Fillingham, who's one of the new hosts over there.
Yeah.
He has here's an idea. Send an email. I don't know what his gamer tag is, but he's from Australia, and he doesn't like to be called a Kiwi from New Zealand. So when I find out his gamer tag, I'll send you that way. And I'm sure all the Australians are groaning right now, as are the New Zealanders. So I saw Nick and Jeff Sanquist from On10.net, and then Scoble grabbed me, and I did a shtick with him. I don't know if five people watched his video, 500 or 5,000. I have no idea. But we did like a 10-minute thing there, because the president of Seagate, because Seagate sponsored it.
Okay.
They make hard drives,
Thank you. I was just trying to figure out the connection. Seagate sponsored the bandwidth heavy blogger. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. All I know is I went over there and had some food and
I just bought some Seagate hard drives.
So we're at a dinner. This was Monday night. I was at dinner at Monday night with some of the Microsoft people at the Wynn, and I had to walk all the way down to the Bellagio, which, as anybody who's ever been to Las Vegas knows, or if you don't, when you're walking down Vegas, obviously it's flat because you're in the desert. You see, you're like, oh, that's the Bellagio. It can't be that far. I can see it. Oh, my God. The blocks are like a half a mile to a mile long.
The strip is enormously long.
And it doesn't feel like it when you're like looking at it on a map or you're looking down it, right. But it's long.
And if you're like hanging out with someone, you're just kind of walking along, you're looking at the fountains and all that, that's fine.
Right.
But if it's like you're just walking, it's like I have to get from A to B to go do something.
Right.
It takes forever.
Right. So I'm on my way down the strip and I get stopped.
You get pulled
over. This guy says Larry.
Walking.
And I'm like, oh. So this guy recognizes me.
Okay.
So I don't have his name in front of me. I think it was Jeff. But he's a AV installer from Colorado. He and his buddy were there, and I think it was a girlfriend. So I was talking with them for a little bit about a bunch of different things. And so we had a discussion. I told him about I was going to be posting about the member meetup on Wednesday.
Right. We're not to Wednesday yet.
So we're not to Wednesday, we're on Monday. So we chatted for a little bit. And it was really cold. It was really cold in Las Vegas.
Well, the desert, I learned this when I lived in Phoenix. At night, it gets really cold. There's nothing to hold the heat in.
Right.
So as soon as the sun goes down, boom. Oof.
Yeah, it was really cold. My lips were chapped.
Aw.
Yeah, that hurt.
I feel really bad for you.
So I walked down to the Bellagio, hung out at the blog house, and then that was Monday. Tuesday we filed more Xbox videos. Oh, God. I'm trying to remember what else we did.
Dinner Tuesday night. Where was it?
Where did I go to dinner Tuesday? I don't remember. But I will tell you this.
Was that the other time you went to In-N-Out? Because you went a couple of times.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Yeah,
I think that was it.
You suck.
Yeah, that was it. That's exactly what it was. The GamerScore blog guys had this cool Hummer, this Humvee. Do they call them Humvees anymore?
I think only the military version is the Humvee. I think the civilian one's just a Hummer.
Right, so they had this huge Hummer with the games for Windows on one side and Xbox on the other, which held like 20 people. So it was like a super stretch Hummer. So we piled a bunch of people in there. They were always driving around. So I think they gave me a ride home. I don't know what I did Tuesday night. Boy, I don't know.
I think that's the night you called me and you were like trying to find In-N-Out via your GPS.
Yeah, maybe it was.
It lied to you and you went the wrong way or something.
I don't know what happened. Boy, it's much like Vegas. It was a blur. Oh, I know what I did. That's right. I did the Engadget podcast.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't have a chance to go out and like do a big fancy steakhouse. I just got a quick bite and ran over to, or maybe it was after, I don't remember. But I went. I sat in with the guys from Engadget, as I was telling you earlier. Did their podcast, and I got to. I was allowed into the inner sanctum to see what it looks like to put the Engadget site together, and all their writers and photographers.
Well, you can tell just from the amount of content they put up.
Right,
it's a big deal.
Yeah, they had a ton. I mean, they cover it like nobody's business. They are fantastic. So I got to meet a lot of their writers and their editors and whatnot, and just they were actually working in a big room, and they're like, you know, it's dead quiet, and they're banging away on their computers. So
yep.
So they were working. So I saw those guys Wednesday. What did we do Wednesday? Wednesday, more shooting on the floor. We spent a lot of time. Microsoft had a booth across the street from when I say across the street from the Las Vegas Convention Center, it's not really across the street like the main strip. It's like across one of the little access roads. It's still on the property. It was in.
Oh, gotcha.
Remember, it was in the parking lot. So Microsoft had constructed this huge two-story tent. It was two stories. Remember
what?
The one last year? This one was like double the size. And then higher.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Got it.
So okay. that was enormous. So we were in there most of the day. That's where we would like home base, and then we would run in and shoot some stuff. You know, saw the Panasonic 150 inch screen.
That's nice. That looks just.
I did a piece on that.
That was up on. You put that on Inside Xbox, right?
It's on Inside Xbox.
I need to go find that.
I think it was. Is his name Jeremy or Jeremiah? He was from Samsung. This guy walks up to me and knew who I was. So I threw a microphone in his face and we did a quick little interview. If you watch this interview, which is the same as the 150 inches, because we're talking about screens.
Right.
He's a gamer. Gave out his gamer tag, which was News at 11. I think it was News Space at Space #1.
Okay.
And he was talking about the kind of. He was basically giving screen tips on what you should look for when you're buying a screen.
Really?
Yeah. So, and he was like saying, you know, you got to get one good detail. So,
because I mean, that was one of the things we did last year. We spent a ton of time in the Samsung booth last year.
Yeah. So, it was pretty much the same place, by the way, just so you know. And then I walked back. We went walked through the Sony booth. Saw they had little thin OLED screens, which were sexy as hell, but only about 11 inches wide. Tiny, small and thin.
Yeah. It sounds like it's going to be a while till they can make those at, you know, 42 inches and sizes
right.
like that.
Right. So that was kind of cool. And then Wednesday night, we did the meetup at In-N-Out. Actually, Wednesday afternoon, before I went back to the hotel, I did some video with Jeff Keighley from Spike TV.
Is that for Gamehead, or what's that for?
I don't know. Actually,
video for him or video?
Yeah, video for
us?
Him. It was actually for a secret project that he can't talk about yet.
Oh, okay.
So stay tuned. You'll be seeing me. A very interesting place where I'm going to show up. That's all I'll say.
Uh-oh.
And actually, before we do that, I got to go back to Tuesday, because Tuesday we I saw the Frag Dolls, and I did an interview with them.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, a lot of this content's up on Xbox.com/CES. We did some cuts for that, so you should go ahead and take a look at that.
So which of the FDs did you talk to?
FDs, e-speak for Frag Dolls.
Frag Dolls, yeah. That's not e-speak, that's everybody speak.
Roulette was there. What's her gamer tag? I can't remember. It's FD something. I think it's a Mischief. Mischief was there.
Yes.
And then who was... I can't remember the other girls that were on the end.
I know most of them were there. Caliber was there. Psyche was there.
Psyche, of course.
I think they were all there except Jinx, actually.
So, yeah, Jinx was away. So I interviewed them, and then they interviewed me for a Comcast piece, which was pretty funny. I don't know when it's going to air, but they were asking... We were talking about Assassin's Creed.
Sure.
Because that's one of their games. We were talking about Assassin's Creed, and I kept referring to the Animus as the cannabis. I don't know why.
By that time, you're getting a little loopy.
Yeah, I was in the end, like, the cannabis. And they're like, they looked at me like, what? And I was like, oh, wait a minute, the Animus. Animus.
Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So I'm sorry. So I'll go back to Wednesday. So Wednesday, I go back. I did the Spike TV thing, or the thing for Jeff Keighley. And then we went to the meet and greet at In-N-Out.
Was this the one we went to last year or the other one?
This is a different one. We went. There's the two that I know of in Las Vegas. I'm sure there's more. There's one right off the strip over towards the Rio, which is...
Right.
I think it's... Yeah, it was towards the Rio.
That's the one on the west side.
Yeah.
That's the one we went to last year.
Yeah. You can walk to it from the strip. Well, you can't, just like I says the guy who was bitching about walking up and down the strip.
Yeah. It's not half a block. We got a cab last
So we ended up doing it, actually, the one that I had located on the other side of UNLV, because it was a little off the beaten path, and there was more parking.
Right.
And so we all went there. We got there about 6. I got there about 6:20, 6:30. The Gamerscore blog guys, I got them to pay for it.
Nice work. Excellent.
So thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
And,
way to go, John.
And we had about 40 people show up. It was great.
I'm disappointed that I missed that.
We overtook, and everybody had to wear a hat. And if you go to the Gamerscore blog photos, you'll see that a lot of people had hats on.
Yep.
I had a hat on.
By the way, I should point out that the first time you went to In-N-Out, you took a picture of your burger.
No, this is
and
nice.
You emailed it to Trixie.
Yeah,
and thank you very much.
So this is what happened. When I went, I think it was Sunday when I first got, or Saturday when I landed, I went to In-N-Out.
Well, you'd just gotten there.
Yeah,
I get this IM that, is it too early for In-N-Out? F you, Major.
Yeah. So I go to In-N-Out. That's the first thing I always do is when Trixie or you're not with me, is I take the photo and I just send it to them. Greetings from Las Vegas.
Yeah, thank you.
I think Trixie's response was, suck it.
Something like that.
I'm sure something as eloquent as that. So the community meet and greet, which I call the meet and greet, but Chris from the Gamerscore blog has renamed it a meet and eat, which I like that name.
Okay.
The meet and eat. We had a bunch of people there, and I mean, we had the guy that I met on the strip, he brought his grandfather. Remember the AV installer?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, his grandfather was there. We had a whole bunch of people there, so it was just a ton of fun. It was just a ton of fun.
We should do a Seattle burger meet and greet.
Would you be into that, Seattle listeners?
I suspect the answer to that is yes.
Okay, we'll find some place to do it. So that was a lot of fun, and we're going to do those again if we can travel. You know, the problem is the Gamerscore blog, those guys and myself and Trixie and you, we don't travel together frequently, so it's always you're going to have one or the other. Very rarely are we all in the same place.
Right.
Unless you're... Although the one in Seattle we could do, everybody, because we're all here.
Exactly.
So that was a lot of fun. I would like to step back, and what did I... Oh, The fun part was the Slash performance on stage.
Oh,
we had yes. Who did Robbie have on stage?
I don't remember the name. It's a you know Guitar Hero champion. Kelly something.
Yeah, Kelly.
Kelly.
I'm looking her up right now. Hold on.
I'm. There's no way I'm going to pull her last name out of thin air.
Hold on.
So.
Keep talking.
Phil and
Tipper
Phil.
Queen. Tipper Queen. Tipper Queen's her gamer tag. And she was on stage, and then Bill Gates brought Slash out, which I tried to get an interview with Slash.
No joy?
Nothing.
You've gotten some good ones with other rock and roll stars.
Yeah.
So.
Yes. Yeah, thank you. that one will never see the light of day.
Best interview ever.
Speaking of that,
I can't show it because it's...
Yeah, it's not... Speaking of that, people have been asking me to air the interview that you and I recorded 2 weeks ago. The one that I never aired.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe I will put that
we could. I think you'd have to carve it up a little bit.
Yeah, because it's...
But can't all go out.
So I tried to get Slash as an interview, he was unavailable. He literally came on stage, did that riff with Bill, and then literally, you know, Elvis has left the building.
He had to go to In-N-Out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, I don't know. So that was Wednesday. Wednesday night, came back to my hotel, packed, and then Thursday morning, left. Got up at like 3 a.m. and left.
3 a.m.?
Yeah, the flight was at 6:30 or 7.
And didn't you have flight problems?
Not really. It was late. I actually fell asleep in the airplane. It's a funny story. I didn't tell you this. We're sitting at the gate. We all load into the plane. And they wanted to offer me a free round-trip ticket anywhere Alaska flies because they were overbooked. I was just like, no, I want to go home.
Sometimes you're just too tired for
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you just go home.
Yeah.
So I get on the plane. I sit down. It's on an MD-80. I hate MD-80s.
Because of the aisle configs
on
those?
The aisle, and they're loud, yeah. And they're noisy, and whatever. So I get on. I sit down, sitting on the window. And I fall asleep. Out like a light.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wake up like, you know how it's one of those where you wake up, you have no idea if it's 30 seconds later or 10 hours
right,
later.
You just snap away.
Yeah.
Boom.
And I'm like, what's going on? I look at my watch and it was like 40 minutes later, but we hadn't taken off yet.
Oh.
Because there was a problem and they had to basically take inventory of everybody on the plane. You know, where they go down and they're like, okay, you're on the plane. You know, there was a mismatch.
Yep. Oh, boy.
So we ended up, so I ended up, was a little bit late. But yeah, so got back to Seattle and that was about it.
I'm disappointed that I missed it. CES is a lot of fun. So, next year.
So, the one thing I would like to talk about is some people have been emailing me or asking on the blog an update of how Xbox Live is doing, some status updates. And unfortunately, as some of you may or may not know, a lawyer has decided to sue us.
Yep.
There is litigation. And once that happens, I can no longer make a comment. So
none of us can make a comment, unfortunately. I was planning on coming on and giving people an update like we try to do every time something happens.
Yep.
But
sorry,
once there's an active lawsuit, we're not allowed to speak.
Yep,
so.
I can't say anything. So I apologize, but you know, go talk to the lawyer. Not, and let's be clear, it's not our lawyers. It's other lawyers.
Yes.
So that's all I can say about that.
We actually have some cool lawyers.
Yeah, we have some. Yeah. Believe it or not, I know that feels mutually exclusive, but we actually do.
It's kind of odd. Maybe it's because they're gaming lawyers.
Yeah, they got some funny stories too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So. Let's see. So, what did you play anything while I was gone?
Does play testing count? No, not really. I played a tiny, tiny bit of Call of Duty 4 on Veteran, and that's it. I basically have not played in close to a week. Well, that's not true. I got a couple of games of Halo 3 in there, which was really more testing than playing, almost.
What did I play? Oh, I played the new NFL Tour. I played that last night or the other night.
Oh, I need to check that.
That's fun.
I'm a bunch of games behind right now. I need to get on that.
That was also fun. I'm going to play this. I've been playing a lot this weekend. Played some Halo 3 this weekend with Lithion.
So here's a game you'll appreciate. A friend of mine told me about this the other night. Remember... in the movie War Games.
Yes.
The Whopper computer was running the giant, you know, global thermonuclear war simulation.
Yeah.
There's a PC game that essentially replicates that.
Oh, really?
Called DEFCON. And I downloaded the demo. It's amazing. If you're a War Games fan, you have to go check this out.
I think that was on. I think my TiVo recommended that.
It War Games?
Yeah.
I love
it. Would be appropriate.
I know you can get it on Steam. You can get it from their website. The name of which is escaping me at the moment, but go to your favorite search engine, search for the game called DEFCON. It's just like playing war games. It's amazing. And the graphical style is very cool.
So it's all 80s style?
Yeah. And it, oh, it'd make an amazing live arcade game.
Did you play Omega 5? Did you get a chance to play that last week?
Nope.
I've downloaded that and spent some time with it last week.
I haven't even downloaded it yet.
I played Tron. The control, I was having a trouble with the controls. They're challenging for me.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So that's, I played a couple of those. I don't know what else I'm going to play. I've been playing over the weekend. Probably I'm going to play some COD4. I played some of that.
I need to finish Veteran. I've got like 5 levels left to go, and then I'm done with the game on Veteran.
Right.
That game on Veteran, oh boy, it's brutal. And that most of the time it feels like the difficulty level is just about right.
Right.
And then every 3 or 4 levels, I hit the spot that I just wind up beating my head against.
Right.
But the solution is basically the same every time. It's not like, oh, I didn't get that shot quick enough, or I didn't make it around the corner quick enough. It's you're just trying it the wrong way. Back up completely, look at the problem from a different angle, go a different way on the map, or don't try to achieve that thing, and just look at it completely differently. Oh, okay, that works. Done.
Okay. So that's what I've been playing. I'm looking forward to getting Burnout. Well, you know what's interesting?
That's only a week and a half away?
A few days away. Burnout, Burnout 3 is coming to Xbox Originals.
Yes, that's next Tuesday?
Next Monday. Tomorrow. So it's
That's right. That's the 14th. What they told me. That's right. Originals are on Mondays.
Yeah, that's what they told me. So it's going to come on Monday. The EA servers are working.
Yes.
There were some questions whether or not, well, if I buy this, why do I want to buy it? Because the EA servers. No, the EA servers are up online, so you can go ahead and buy this and enjoy that. Great game. A lot of people really like that version.
Yes. I played that one to death.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. And even after 360 came out, I was still playing that for a while with some friends. I'm a big Burnout fan, so yeah, Crash Mode is just amazing.
I'm looking at my Major at Xbox.com account, which I haven't looked at since because I was at CES. I was working on it on Friday and Saturday over the weekend, just cleaning it out.
Right.
Just lots of email.
Oh yeah,
lots of email.
That's gonna take you at least a day to just work through.
Did we talk about the Reuters article?
I don't think so.
So there was an article on Major Nelson in Reuters last week.
You.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
So, I guess a lot of people have seen that one. I've been getting some emails off that, so thank you.
Now, where was the... They didn't originate the article, did they?
Yeah, they wrote it.
It was a Reuters
Yeah, it was a Reuters
author.
Scott from Reuters wrote it.
Okay.
He came here and spent a few hours, I think it was like an hour with me, just chatting, and it was great to see Scott. I saw him down at CES, and they wanted to write an article because there's nobody like me at any of the other console companies, so they wanted to just talk about what
it is. You're
did.
Special.
I don't know about that.
I didn't say in a good way.
Mm. All right, that's a good point. So, I did Reuters, and that's got picked up all over the place. If you go to Google News and do a search, you'll see it everywhere.
Yeah, on all the different RSS feeds I track,
it's
like during the course of the day, it's bing, bing, bing.
Yeah, it pops up. Yeah. So, my mother called and yelled at me. Did I tell you that story?
No.
The first sentence is about how my hair was messed up.
Oh, no.
And she's like, what's wrong with your hair? Oh, Mom, please. It's fine. Thanks.
Awesome.
Go back and play shuffleboard, Mom.
Uh-huh.
I love my mother. So, all right. I think, we're going to... You and I knew going into this show that this was going to be short because I didn't have any interviews planned. I just said, let's go ahead and do a show. But we're gonna do a Name the Game right now. This is a Name the Game from a couple weeks ago when we did the show.
3.
All right, so that was Name the Game for last time, and that was WWE SmackDown versus Raw 2008. So congratulations to Blue Strains 3.
It's getting hard to pronounce some of these gamer tags.
It is. Where did he win? Here it is. Hold on. Let me get it. I got it sitting right here. Tell him what he won, eh?
He's won a Turtle Beach Air Force X3 wireless headset. These are nice.
Yes, they are.
So he's going to be a happy camper.
So congratulations to that, WWE SmackDown versus Raw. If that was your guess, then, well, you could have won. You should have sent me an email, major@xbox.com. And then, but it's okay. Do you know why, E? Why is it okay?
We're going to do it again.
We're going to do it again right now. Exactly. So here's the Name the Game for this week. All right, that was Name the Game for this week. If you think you know what that is, send me an email, major@xbox.com. major@xbox.com, and please include your guests and your gamer tag and any other information that you'd like to include that won't get you arrested.
Right. Which, so, yeah.
Yes?
No, that's...
So good luck.
Yep.
You know, just people, you know, we're now, you know, half hour or so into this show. People may be wondering, this show is a little different because I'm using different equipment. I'm using a new microphone for you.
Which is really odd.
Yeah, it's
not a handheld. It's a big mic on a boom. And the mic itself is so big, it actually interferes with my field of vision.
I can't see you.
It sounded good earlier, but when we were trying it out, but it's ginormous.
It still sounds great. The other thing I'm doing is I'm changing around the compression. Don't touch. That's a shock absorber. So okay. when you bump the microphone, or when you bump something, it doesn't get sucked into the mic. Stop it. So I also changed the after the first of the year, I changed my the file size. It's now 64K MP3.
Oh, that's right, because you went to one version.
Right, I went to one file podcast. As opposed to two.
Right.
And so I increased the file, the bit rate, and hopefully people have noticed it. Hopefully it sounds a little better.
It sounds great.
So I'm playing around with doing an MP4 audio. What do you think of that?
I would think just about anyone who's got an MP3 player would work fine, but right. I haven't gone back. I should go back to, like, my old... audio players. I still have a bunch of old creatives, and
he never gives away his consumer electronics. It's kind of a boneyard when you go to his house.
Except I'm going to have to do something soon, otherwise I'm going to have to move again.
Right.
But I have like my old original Creative Zen,
right,
with the 20 gig hard drive,
right,
and a bunch of other equipment. I should go look, because I have no idea if those would play something like
MP4s.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
Well, but I don't know how far back you want to go.
Anyway, I'm still playing around with the bit rate and maybe playing around with a couple things. You know what I may do?
No.
I may produce an enhanced podcast in GarageBand so that it has pictures and URLs for people that have iPods. Doesn't help the folks out with the Zooms. I don't think Zoom respects that or understands it if you were to feed it to.
I don't know.
But we'll play around with that. So I'm thinking of maybe doing that. But, again, doesn't really matter to you, because you just come in and sit there and I put a microphone in your hand or in front of you and you just talk.
I listen occasionally, though, because I don't always get to hear the interviews.
That's
unless
right.
Unless I actually listen to the show, because sometimes you record those
right a couple days before
or
after
working while you're doing it,
right,
or whatever.
Yeah, so that's
because this really isn't working.
I like that. I think you sound good in that microphone. Letty, you know if he sounds good. Send him a message over our sponsor line. He uses gamer tag.
This is going to take a while to get used to. This thing is huge.
Yeah, well, it's
like the mic itself is about the size of my can of Diet Coke.
Yeah,
it's right in my face.
Yeah. Well, this one I'm using right here. So I'm using a different microphone. This is the one that Howard Stern uses. This is the same basic microphone that Robin and Howard use. I don't know about that one.
I have no idea. It's just I need to do the little side thing you're doing, because you don't look straight at it. You like look at it sideways.
Right. I'm talking into it this way.
And I'm facing it, and it's like it's like having a dog right in my face growling at me.
So one of the things we do before we wrap up is Xbox 101, and E has historically given me the Xbox 101. So we're gonna play your intro from Funky E, and then you're gonna come back and you're gonna give us an Xbox 101 this week.
Xbox 101. This time with E and Major Nelson.
So regular listeners will be surprised. I actually came prepared with an Xbox 101 this week. I knew what I was going to do before we started recording.
And thank you for everyone that's sending in suggestions.
Yes, they are very helpful. Keep them coming. Major@xbox.com.
Thank you.
So we spend a lot of time talking about, you know, hey, I should go finish BioShock. Which I did. But we talked about that in a number of podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a lot of messages from people going, hey, have you finished it yet? Have you finished it yet? How far are you? And I realized that people don't understand that there are some really easy ways to go look at someone who's not on your friends list and see what games they've played, what achievements they've gotten in a given game. All you need is your favorite web browser. And just go to live.xbox.com/member/thegamertag.
I'll give you an easier way, but go ahead.
Okay. live.xbox.com/member/E. If you do that, it will bring up my gamer card. And you'll see my gamer picture, my gamer score. You can drill into my games, all that kind of stuff. It's a great way to just go check and see, you know, hey, is this who I thought it was? And send them a friend's request or a message. It's also a great way to just kind of, you know, if you hear us talking about BioShock or whatever and you're curious, hey, he said he was going to go finish that, I want to go look, you can do that. That's how you do it. Now, I do have one request.
Yes.
If you're going to go check in on someone this way, please don't do it 20 or 30 times a day. That's stalking, and that's illegal in most states.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So what I was going to say is one of the easier, you know, you gave out that long URL, which people have long since forgotten because it was about 40 seconds ago.
That's not a long, I could give out a long URL.
Yes, you could.
That's not a long
But if you don't remember what it is, just go to Xbox.com and click on the community section, and then you'll see it right in the middle. Why does it say submit? That's so old school way.
I don't know, but it's there's a little, I'm trying to read this from across the room, featured gamer, and then there's a text entry box.
Right.
You put in the gamer tag, you hit submit. I think it's quicker to just type in live.xbox.com, whack member, whack gamer tag.
Okay.
But either way works.
Yeah. So you can check what's going on with me, anybody else.
Yep.
And do you have any suggestions about anything else? Because that's a good Xbox 101.
My only suggestion is don't stalk people. That's just creepy.
Except E.
See, except you know what's going to happen now? Now Trixie's going to be mad at me because she's going to accuse me of stuffing the ballot box for 2008.
Yeah, did you see the top gamer tags?
So, yes. So for those of you who don't know, Trixie did a blog where she covered the top, I think, 25 gamer tags of 2007,
right.
Which was how many times their gamer tag was pulled up on Xbox.com.
Right.
And apparently I beat her by 32 or 25 or some very small
double-digit
number. Yeah. And she was not pleased. And so now when she hears this, she's going to be mad at me. So pull up Trixie's gamer card so that I can't be accused of stuffing the ballot box.
Well, and her gamer tag is?
Trixie360.
Right. So, and who was number one?
That'd be you.
Oh, was that me?
Yeah.
But
that's kind of cheating, because every time someone goes to MajorNelson.com,
yeah,
it pulls up your gamer card.
You can thank Lyft for that. Yeah, it's kind of cheating, isn't it?
Yes.
But Lyft has been working on a bunch of stuff, too, over the holiday.
He's been busy.
On the site. And the site went down, because we're digged.
Dig Dug, great game.
We were Dug.
If you haven't played Dig Dug, go get the XBLA version.
I think it was like once a day for quite some time there, with all the different news that was going on. So thank you to Dig there. Normally at this point we talk about gadgets, but I think we spent the entire first 25 minutes talking about gadgets. So do you have anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I was thinking there are a couple of gadgets I need, but I probably need to go back through all of the coverage again because I'm sure there's stuff I want that I haven't seen.
You know what I'm waiting? And I'm really bummed that no news came out yet. I am dying to know what's going to go on with this XM Sirius merger.
It sounds like that got delayed again. Or at least the decision.
Yeah. I'm dying to know what's going on there because I want to get a new one for my car and I want to know what's going on. So.
Yeah, I'd like to know what's up with that. Oh, you picked up the Garmin map upgrade.
Oh, yeah, I did. That's right.
How did that work? Because I was going to buy it too.
It was great. You drop it. It took a long time. I have a Nuvi 360. And which my wife does, and I upgraded her. The reason I had to upgrade her because she called me right after Christmas, and she was all furious because she was looking for something that wives look
it
for.
It wasn't there.
Store or something.
Oh, you're in deep now.
No, it was. It was actually a fabric store. It's true.
So you're not just stereotyping.
No.
Okay.
And she's like, she called me from the. She's like, it's not here anymore. It says it's supposed to be here. Well, honey, obviously it has outdated information. She's like, well, we need a new one. No, we don't need a new one. I'll just go buy the update. So I went out and bought the update, and it took like 2 hours to do it. But
wow.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Okay, because mine's, I think, 3 years old now, and I've never updated the maps. So
yeah, no, it was painless.
Go do that.
Painless. And what's funny is, did you see the story a few days ago about the guy that was following the GPS?
Or says he was following the GPS,
and,
but yes.
Tell the story.
He wound up in the second story of someone's house.
No, that's not the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
The one I'm talking about is a guy, he was in New Jersey, driving his GPS, got onto train tracks and got the car stuck, and then a freight train came along and plowed through the car.
Oh, no.
He got out. Thank God he got out in time.
Yeah.
But
that's just very Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Yeah. It's exactly what it is. But like, dude, come on. But he says he claims he was following the GPS.
Don't ever follow the GPS that closely. Yeah. You still need to look at the road.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Follow the GPS. So I did the map upgrade for my GPS, and it's working swimmingly. I used to have it on my phone. Did I tell you the story? I had it on my phone. I had it on Copilot on one of my Windows mobile devices.
Oh, yeah.
And it was great. I love that product. But the problem was, is I was like trying to figure out, I was at a critical point. Even if you have GPS, you know, you're like, wait a minute, is that next exit this one or is it that one? You know, you're trying to figure it out. And just at that critical moment when I was on a trip, a phone call came in.
Oh, no.
So I, like, zoomed past all the exits because I didn't know which one to take. It was
right.
Not cool.
Yeah, okay.
So that was like, I like, you know what? I needed to get dedicated GPS.
Yep. I think I got to go do that.
You think? Yeah, you definitely got to do that.
Amazon, here I come.
All right, so we're going to wrap up the show now. So I want to thank my friends at Centricom.net providing a secured and assured hosting environment for MajorNelson.com. Also, our good friends at CacheFly for caching all of my video and audio files and making sure you're getting it on time, necessary, and when you need it. I want to thank everybody for sending all the emails over the holiday and everybody that came to say hello at the meet and eat at In-N-Out. And E, you'll join us maybe at a future one?
I will. I think we should do one here. Let's go to one of the burger joints we always talk about, do a Seattle listeners meetup.
You know, although I must say this, I didn't really, there was anything there for vegetarians.
Yeah, I wonder.
Did I ever tell you the vegetarian story? I don't think I told you this story.
I'm not sure what.
When
no.
I first, my wife and I first moved from the East Coast to the West Coast, I wanted to go to In-N-Out Burger.
Yeah.
She's a vegetarian. I don't think I've ever told the story.
She is?
Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Exactly. I don't think I've ever told the story. So we go into In-N-Out Burger, and I order my double-double. Didn't know about animal style at that time.
Or well-done fries.
Or well-done fries. And I order my burger, and my wife was with me. She says, oh, do you have vegetarian meat? She says, well, we have a vegetarian burger. She's like, oh, okay, cool. You know, thinking it's tofu or something like that. So this was lunchtime. It was really busy. So she goes and finds a place outside for us to eat, you know, while I'm waiting for the food. I get the food. I go out there, and I sit down, and I am just, I'm frothing at the mouth. My very first In-N-Out Burger ever.
Oh, ever?
Ever.
Wow. Okay.
We sit down, and I am just halfway into the burger, and I am just I'm just a pig in you-know-what. I'm having a great time. And I look across the table, and she's, like, staring at me. I'm like, what's wrong? My burger has no meat. I said, oh, that's weird. Maybe they forgot to slip it in. So I grab it. I go back in. I said, hi, I ordered a vegetarian burger for my wife. And they opened up and said, oh, yeah, that's it.
Oh, so it's not a vegetarian patty.
Exactly.
It's just a burger with no burger.
There's no burger there.
Oh, wow.
So I'm like, oh, of course it is. So I walk out and, you know, I say, well, actually, that's the right order, honey. She's not
so
happy.
She's not going back.
Yeah, so she hasn't been. So that's why one of the reasons when I travel, I go to In-N-Out Burger is obviously she's not with me.
Right. I'm running through all the burger places that we might want to do something like that in my head, and I can't think of any of them that have any vegetarian options.
So we'll have to figure that out. But we're going to wrap up the show, and I want to thank you again for downloading the show. We'll see you next time. Have fun, play fair, and as Steven says, send feedback where appropriate and file a complaint.
That's right.
And we'll see you next time when we see you. Bye bye. So that was my story of CES. I guess I never did tell you that story about In-N-Out Burger.
I'm just stunned that I never knew your wife's vegetarian.
So I must tell you this other story. So I'm at
I'm flabbergasted by that.
By the way, she's forgiving you for not saying hello to her, by the way.
That's good, because the last couple of times I've been in your office and she's called,
right.
I've been hi and called out her name.
Yes, yes.
So she knows I know who she is.
Yes, she does. Yes. Thank you for that. But you know, we talked about it, I think, last time, but I got a Rebel XTI for over the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I need to learn how to take photos. I'm horrible. I really do.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. I get lucky sometimes, but I'm not a great photographer.
Yeah. No, it's just... I have such a respect for photographer, really good photographers. There's this one guy that I'm tracking. My wife bought me this magazine because he does a lot of fashion photography.
Okay.
You know, with models and what, obviously. And he shoots in water. He has a special pool.
He shoots in, like, the models.
The models are underwater, and I don't recall his name right now.
So he shoots wet t-shirt shots?
He does.
Okay.
But the
I'm totally confused right now.
You have to see them because he shoots underwater for a couple of reasons. A, he gets this, the light is very interesting because of what's going on there.
Refraction.
Right. Yep. B, the fabric off the models is very flowy.
Okay.
And then he also shoots, the water is ultra, ultra purified. So he says the models can get in the water and open their eyes and it doesn't burn or sting.
Oh, there's no chlorine.
There's no chlorine, but I'm completely fascinated with this thing. He's
okay, you need to bring some of these in.
Yeah, because they're beautiful, because these models with the, you know, you get the reflection off of the top of the water.
Right.
When you're underwater.
So they're completely
Completely submerged.
Okay. Wow.
It is fascinating, and I am just like, I gotta find out this. He shoots out somewhere outside of New York, but this is what he does, and that's his shtick, is he's got this beautiful underwater pool that is specially designed for him to shoot in with highly ultra-filtered
That just water. Sounds like a scam for the photographer.
To get
the girls in the
Well, I saw some with guys, too.
Oh, okay.
But it's just, he's got like an underwater, people are eating dinner underwater.
What?
It's kind of bizarre because you can obviously they can let go of things and they float
and they
up.
Float away. Yeah, so it's like zero gravity.
Right.
Almost.
So it's that's really interesting. I have to bring in a surgeon.
You have to bring this in because it's difficult to picture why this is interesting photography.
I'm just fascinated because, you know, I love underwater.
Right.
And here's what, I'm so bad at photography, so I'm like, this guy is working, and I don't know if he has his camera underwater. Or if he is set up, like, maybe there's an underwater viewing area that he shoots from. You know, he stays dry.
Okay.
So I don't know about that, but I'm really interested in this guy.
Hmm. Okay. The one thing I've learned just enough about real photography to understand what composition is and that I'm horrible at it.
Really?
And then I stopped. I just take pictures.
Yeah, you just do what you can to take pictures.
Yeah. And I'm flabbergasted by how many gigs of photos I have.
Yeah, you have a lot.
Well, once I got my DSLR, my Nikon D70, and that was the same time my son started playing football.
Right.
So I would just like go to practice or a game, and yeah, pretty much hold the button down, and it's taking, you know, 3 frames a second or whatever, and you can do that for a long time if you have a big enough flash card.
I'll try that. Yeah, I've got a. What happens is I tend to come home at night, and at night it's really difficult to take photos. Like during the day, it's always easier to take photos. Because of the natural light.
I've actually been thinking for like a couple of years now of getting the mount that would let me put my DSLR on my telescope so I could do photography. It's not a big, it's like a $100 or $200 part.
Right.
And basically just takes the eyepiece mount off.
Do you take the lens off too, or does the telescope become the lens?
The telescope becomes the lens, basically.
Interesting.
At least that's my understanding of it. I've never used one. I've just seen them in the catalogs and such. But I have a very nice telescope, I have a nice camera, and I can't connect them together. There's devices that will allow you to connect it directly to a laptop and have the laptop record the images. It basically, instead of using your camera imager...
Yeah, choosing your laptop as a really expensive compact flash card.
Yeah. You stick a special CCD imager right where the eyepiece would go.
Right.
It grabs the images and just dumps them in real time into the laptop.
For two guys that don't know anything about photography, we sure spent a hell of a lot of time just talking about it.
Yep.
And we know what we like.
And spending money on it, too.
Yeah, that's true,
Not
too.
A cheap hobby.
Yeah, no, it's not a cheap hobby. And I'll bring in some of these. Herb something is his name, or Herbert, or...
Herb Sendak.
No, I'll have to look him up online.
That's the only Herb I know.
I'll,
really.
I'll have to find out, because...
Do you know where Herb Sendak is from?
No.
Okay.
We can explain.
He's the author of Where the Wild Things Are.
That's Maurice Sendak.
Well, where's Herb Sendak?
Okay, that's Maurice Sendak. I know that!
Where'd that come from? Did you know they're making a movie out of that?
Yes.
I can't wait for that.
Yes.
That was one of the very first books I bought when my son was born.
Yeah, it's true.
I wanted to read that to him.
Boy, we are all over the map. Children's books and photography. We're crazy today.
If you give a mouse a cookie, Anyways,
what's he going to do?
He'll want a glass of milk. If you give him a glass of milk, seriously, the book, each pair of pages, starts out with, if you give a mouse a cookie,
yeah.
And it's this little kid, he's like, I don't know, 6 or 8 or whatever, and he sees this mouse and gives the mouse a cookie. Then the mouse is like, I'm thirsty because I ate the cookie. Can I have a glass of milk? And he gives him, and this goes on and on and on, and the mouse goes to school with him, and then et cetera. It's really good.
Have you read this? I got to go read this article that popped up on, I think it was on Friday, about this guy who wants all the consoles to merge together to become one console.
He's like the second game developer to talk about that in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
And looking at it purely from his standpoint and not evaluating the business at all,
right.
I can see why he go, oh, that'd be interesting. But it just financially, the way the business works, it makes no sense.
Right.
If you want a standard platform, I mean, there's got to be an incentive for people to build it. What
right.
would be the incentive for people to do that? And especially, most consoles initially are sold at a loss on the hardware.
Right. Right.
Why would anyone do that if they had, you know, no royalties coming in on the software?
Crazy. All right, that's the end of the after show, E. Maybe we can do a show next week.
And maybe we'll actually have something to talk about?
We always have something to talk about, just, you know.
I'm going to play some games this weekend.
Good.
I'm going to...
Well, the next week you have to play games.
Yes, I'm going to... This weekend, I'm watching the Seahawks game. I really hope we beat the Packers, but I don't think we're going to. But I'm going to play a bunch of games this weekend and next week.
We will talk to you next time.
Go Hawks!
Normally we don't do this, but E wanted to come back on and explain.
Well, I wonder who's going to hear the after show, but I figured out where I know the name Herb Sendak from.
And that would
be? And why it's stuck in my head.
And where's that, E?
He was a coach at North Carolina State. I'm a sports freak, therefore I'd heard the name, and my brain got the two Sendaks confused. Maybe they're related.
Thank you, E.
Uh-huh.